some wounds need more medical treatment than others. So we're discussing where to go for advanced wound care. Our guest, Lauren Elchick. She's a family nurse practitioner specializing in wound care for UM Upper Chesapeake Health. Welcome to the Live Greater podcast series, information for a healthier you from the University of Maryland Medical System. Thanks for listening. I'm Joey Waller. Hi, Lauren. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Great to have you. So first, what kinds of wounds typically need extra attention, and what exactly does advanced wound care entail in the first place?
Okay, well, there's actually a variety of wounds that could require extra attention. Anything from pressure wounds to diabetic wounds, vasculitic wounds, neurogenic wounds, trauma wounds, and even surgical wounds, to just name a few. And the advanced wound care that we provide here is you get a thorough assessment when you come in. We perform debridements right here in the clinic. And we discuss different care treatments to involve advanced dressings that have different antimicrobial properties to them, to different cleansers. We also take in consideration of skin substitutes, which are a graft that we actually apply in the clinic. Sometimes we need a little bit more help with a consult with infectious disease, maybe even a surgical consult. We'll do some testing for vascular disease if that's required. And then we have a lot of other modalities that we adapt with other programs that are out there to help people with bed surfaces, compression, anything that we need to do to get you healed and keep you healed.
So you touched on it a bit there, but who's generally most at risk of all for getting advanced wounds?
I would say currently in the patient population of people with diabetes, especially uncontrolled diabetes. When you're a diabetic, you have a lot of risk factors to include infection issues and just delayed healing in general. So we see a lot of diabetics here, a lot.
So it's interesting because I think many people, especially if they're not affected by wounds, would presume that most people get them from some kind of an occurrence as opposed to a pre-existing condition, but you're pointing out that actually the latter is the cause of it much of the time for certain people as well, right?
Yeah, a lot of diabetics end up with wounds because they end up suffering from neurogenic changes where they have limited sensation in their feet. So that's often where we see wounds develop because they're walking around on a surface that they don't realize that is actually causing injury and issue, developing wounds. I mean, there are incidents, of course, too, that cause wounds such as pressure ulcers, people that have spent a significant time in bed due to illness, whether it be acute or chronic, even people that are wheelchair bound for various reasons can develop pressure ulcers. So that's an incident or I guess a cause as well.
Gotcha. So during an in-office visit, what's the typical process of wound assessment and treatment?
Well, you come in and we have an excellent nursing staff that brings you back and starts the initial assessment and then touches base with me or one of the other providers about what they see. We review the past medical history, trying to put together, it's basically a puzzle when you walk in the door as to what the contributing factors are, what it is that we're dealing with. And then from there, we discuss with the patient what we see. If it's appropriate, a lot of times I perform skin debridement where I'll remove necrotic tissue that is present within the wound bed that's delaying the healing process. And then from there, we come up with an individualized treatment that's appropriate for whatever your wound cause is.
So there are various ways to have a wound treated. What are the benefits of going to a wound care center like where you are rather than, say, having someone come to your home?
Well, the benefit of coming here is just the same benefit as seeing your cardiologist or your endocrinologist or your dentist. This is our specialty. This is what we do. This is what we do all day. So it's best to come here, see us. We do work with home care agencies that then implement a lot of the treatments that we order from this office. So there is benefit from receiving wound care at home, but it's best when it's under the guidance of a wound care clinic.
Understood. So how frequently does a typical patient need to be seen in a wound center once they're under your care, and what factors would determine what that schedule becomes?
We have a lot of patients that we see on a weekly basis. And the need for that is regular assessment of the current treatment plan that's being implemented, infection prevention, just regular assessment of the wound bed, making sure that we're seeing the healing that we want to have occur. But also things that attribute to your frequency is if we are putting skin substitutes on or a graft, like I mentioned earlier, that requires weekly visits to get the most benefit until the maximum amount of skin substitute is applied. But also, there are some people that don't need to be seen weekly for various reasons. Some of our bed and wheelchair bound patients that have more difficult accessibility to transportation don't come with as much frequency, especially those that have home care or really supportive care in the home setting. Some of our patients that live in long-term care facilities don't come with as much frequency for the same limited transportation issues. And then some people, as they start, we see them weekly, they progress, and then we don't have to see them with as much frequency based on the chronicity or the progress of the wound that we're treating.
How about in terms of success rates and overall outcome a patient can expect by coming to your facility? What would you say they can look forward to there? And what is it more so than anything about the care you provide that makes that possible?
So I don't have any current percentage data to share, but I can tell you that many of the patients that come to see us, they have already been through other providers trying to get to the ultimate goal of healing. And by the time they come to see us and we implement a more appropriate strategy, the healing rate exponentially improves. Recently, I had a patient with an orthopedic wound that her orthopedic doctor said would never heal. He had been trying to treat her for a couple months. By the time she came to see us, she saw immediate improvement within the first 2 weeks, and we completely healed her in, I think it was 6 or 7 weeks when she finally came to full wound closure, and she was a person who was told she would never heal. So that's just one example of many. But yeah, the likelihood that you are to heal coming to see us is much more than seeing many other providers, because wound care is a specialty and we focus on modalities that a lot of other providers are just not educated on, just for the reasons of that's how the constructs of wound care education is. My wound care education was very poor early in my career because I just wasn't taught the right thing. And there's many of us out there that weren't. So now we are all wound care certified here, or most of us, and we have years of experience with healing wounds. So we are the people to come to.
Certainly sounds like it. Let me follow up and ask you about that success story you just mentioned. How rewarding is it when you get a case like that?
That's one of the things I love about this job. There is some instant gratification, if you want to call instant gratification taking 7 to 14 days to see some positive improvement. But you do. It's very rewarding to know that you got somebody back into a place where they can physically, mentally, and socially function as they did before. Because chronic wounds or wounds that people feel are embarrassing really limit your daily life. And to know that somebody is able to return to work or return to their social life or hanging out with their family and just being happy people, it's very rewarding.
I'm sure it is. How about getting back to something I asked you about a little bit earlier? You mentioned you do work with home health care agencies. When we talk about at home versus in office, how would a patient know what's best for them?
Normally, what happens is a patient is referred to us quite often through a home care agency, because a lot of our home care agencies know that we are an extension of them. So we get referrals through the agencies themselves. We also get referrals through primary care doctors who are also starting home care in the home to assist with healing. But a lot of times people don't realize the benefits of seeing us until they see us, from the patient perspective anyway. A lot of people who are not medical don't understand how to navigate through much of the system. So it is helpful if by chance they have a provider or somebody they're exposed to that can bring them to us.
Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with where to go for advanced wound care from specialists like Lauren. Lauren Elchick, thanks so much again.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to speak with you today.
Same here. And for more shows just like this one, you can visit umms.com. ummms.org/podcast. Again, ummms.org/podcast. And you can find them on YouTube as well. Now, if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social media. And thanks again for listening to Live Greater, a health and wellness podcast from the University of Maryland Medical System. We look forward to you joining us again. Hoping your health is good health. I'm Joey Wallace.